And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government. We come now to the exciting conclusion of our story. Secret agent Henriette Mantell turned out to be a Republican plant. Mark's lovelorn assistant Blanche foiled her attempt to have Mark publish a false document that would have made the liberal movement look foolish. Now, Mark Maron has had his friend Bill Clinton sneak him into the White House for a first-hand look at Bush himself.
You sure you want to do this, Mark?
This is the center of the mystery, Bubba. If there's a shadow government, I'll find it with the president.
Well, keep your voice down. Look through this two-way mirror, and you can watch the Oval Office.
A secret room! Amazing! Are you sure the Secret Service can't see us?
I made a point of finding every place in the White House where security cameras weren't pointing. You get my meaning, buddy?
You were looking for holes in security?
Mark, the only... Never mind. Look, he's coming in now.
So the doctor says, is she joking? And the old German guy says, no, I'm serious. You get it, Dick?
Yeah, sure. If we could just deal with this now, Mr. President.
Maybe I didn't tell it right.
No, it was an excellent joke, sir. Now, to the matter at hand, gas prices are way up, and that's driving up other prices with it, so your approval ratings aren't looking too good.
Maybe we'd fix that if we found... What's his name?
Osama bin Laden.
Right, him. But we still don't have a damn clue where he is.
They don't know where he is? This is the most shocking development of all. They're telling the truth.
Just keep telling people we're closing in. That should hold them for a few more years.
There is no conspiracy. The shadow government is just a shadow of the government, I guess. There never was any secret master plan. But then, why aren't they out looking for bin Laden?
In the meantime, we gotta fix your poll numbers. We're telling the press that gas prices will drop if Democrats approve all your judges.
Why can't we just pump all the oil we want in Iraq? That was the whole point of invading. Cheap gas. You showed me that chart saying the free market would fix Iraq. It was right there in black and white, in green and little pink squares.
I'm afraid we're pumping less than ever out there, sir. At this point, we're holed up in the bunkers.
Oh, my God. These guys are just screw-ups, and they're covering it up.
No, I'm pretty sure the Iraq war was a success. I heard it on Fox News. And I haven't seen any bodies coming back, so we must be winning. You go check that.
No, it's been checked and rechecked. The Iraqis don't trust us. No one is investing. It didn't work.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong about that, Dick.
I sneaked out of there like Tom DeLay ducking his hotel bill and ran into the streets. I had to tell everyone. There was no connection to bin Laden. No September 11th conspiracy. The tapes of bin Laden were fake. The document was fake. There was a conspiracy, all right, but it was to make me and the rest of the left look like idiots. And if there was one thing I refused to do, it's look like an idiot. Hey, everyone, listen to me. There is no shadow government conspiracy. George Bush is not in league with Osama bin Laden. He's just really incompetent.
We know. Get out of the street.
What are you, an idiot?
I flew out of Washington for New York and raced up to the radio studio. Thank God I'm in time. I've got to go on the air and tell the people.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Mark.
Riley, what's going on? Why are you pointing a gun at me?
You could have done this the easy way, Mark. Just publish an obviously fake letter, then spend the rest of your life in discredited obscurity. Would that have been so hard?
Larson! Riley is a right-wing spine! He's gonna shoot me! Make him stop!
The bloggers want Riley to do it.
It's been a long year listening to your neurotic left-wing psychobabble. Marin, you're canceled.
Not while News Daddy's in the house.
Oh my God! News Daddy threw himself in front of the bullet that was meant for me!
Hey, Riley, the bloggers want you to try again.
Forget it. I'm splitting before the cops come.
Wayne! News Daddy! Speak to me! Are you okay?
Don't sweat it, Mark. The bullet went in my chest. I stopped it with another bullet that was in my chest already, but prompt me up to do the news. It's the top of the hour.
Sure, News Daddy. Anything.
Good morning. This is Air America Radio News. Gas prices remain high this week, but Bush administration officials say this will change once Congress approves all the president's nominees for federal judge. Meanwhile, a shooting occurred at a New York radio station today with one so far non-fatal injury. The victim was an unidentified but freaky stone-cold black sex machine. And Mark Maron walks the streets carrying secrets that muddle the misty dawn of the naked city. Can't read much more news copy. Losing blood. Seeing double. Passing out. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This has been The Shadow Government, written by Mike Ferrucci and Barry Lank, and produced by Jonathan Larson, with engineers Brendan McDonald and Douglas Desher. The Shadow Government starred Mark Maron, Jenny Schneier, Mark Riley, Wayne Gilman, Brendan McDonald, Jen Hodgkins, Barry Lank, Mike Ferrucci, Kent Jones, Doug Desher, Shelley Lewis, Deanna Neal, Catherine Sardina, Bruce Cherry, Dan Pashman, and Jonathan Larson as the Beaver. Mark Maron will return in a new adventure when he faces the religious right in Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom. Until then, this is your announcer, Barry Lank, saying, beware, beware of the shadow government. And remember, tomorrow alternate side street parking will be in effect. Good morning.